BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Howdy, here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Oof, it's a bit sweaty at the moment, isn't it? So, Chris goes out onto the street and tells people they might be a bit sweaty, just in case they haven't already realised. Real or No Real with Greg James and some fascinating info about Lord's Rider at Radio 1's Big Weekend. And I'm getting ready to lay down some tracks with 5 Seconds of Summer tomorrow in the studio. I'm making a World Cup song that hopefully will be better than Pitbull's.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon if you're managing to get some sun today. Although it's not sunny everywhere, obviously that would be way too much to ask of Great Britain. So in true British style, it's lots of places are just alright today. Loads of people have got their legs out. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
See the legs are out?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Milk bottles.
Sort of first airing.
First airing.
Milk bottles? What do you mean?
It's white, isn't it? Also, collar not matching the cuffs there today.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that your face is a lot browner than your legs.
Right.
So is that the tinted moisturisers
that
you're
on? No, that's not.
It is though, isn't it? Right, okay. Well, obviously just touched a nerve there, so...
Well, no, it isn't.
You're too quick to deny it, weren't you?
No, it's just being out and about. The difference is I'm not someone who would tan their legs, are you?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Who does that? Why would you do that?
Because then you are faced with a situation that you've got now, where you're two shades darker on your face than you are on the legs. Anyway.
I don't understand why when I meet you on a Monday, I turn up and you have to sort of look me up and down and judge me. Do you know what I mean? If it's not what I'm wearing, it's what I'm not wearing. It's ridiculous.
Every Monday, it's like a ritual now. Kelly on Twitter has got the legs out. Hi, Kelly. Thanks for the picture of the legs out. Loads of you are trying to revise as well. Exams are on for a lot of people at the moment. Oh. So hello if you're revising or if you've got some exams that you're kind of dreading this week. Hello if you're at work. Weekend, what was it? Anything good?
Well, watching the football, I'm sure you got involved in that.
Yes, it was very busy around my way. What did I do yesterday? Oh yeah, filled some donuts on live TV.
I saw you, I was watching you on that.
Tried some of Khaleesi's delicious ribs, and they let me actually do some mixing yesterday on Sunday brunch.
What are they like, those two? Lovejoy and Rimmer.
They're really nice. Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah?
They don't quite get Radio 1 sometimes, I think.
I felt when they were talking to you, it was a bit like trying to have a discussion about what Radio 1 does with one of your uncles.
it is a little bit like that. So how do you do the DJing? Well, I just turn up and... but they're really lovely.
Mm.
And it's quite good, because last time they didn't let me anywhere near the kitchen, but I did actually mix some bananas into some flour this time for the peanut butter cake at the end, so that was good.
That's new for you, isn't
it? So thanks, guys, for trusting me with that one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon.
How's it going? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm still at work at the moment.
Okay, how can I help?
Just let you know, I had... I split my shorts as well, as well as Chris.
You've split your shorts?
Split my shorts, yeah. On Friday, I split my shorts. I was playing swing ball in the garden.
Oh.
You're playing swim ball?
Swing ball.
Yeah, I know swing ball. And they just split, did they?
Yeah, we didn't have any rackets, so I was just kicking it.
Standard. Okay. We've all done it.
Yeah, we've all done it. I haven't split anything for a while. Not since one student radio conference where I was DJing and no one told me all night that I had a massive split up my suit trousers.
Yeah.
So, like, everyone saw my pants that night. If you were a student at the student radio conference back then, you'll know. I was doing, like, the after-show DJing with a massive split
trousers
all the way
down.
Through. Yeah, pretty much trousers down. You were over-excessively lunging in a pub.
Yeah, I think I was just kicking a ball around. But anyway, look, I split and then it got really bad.
You're kicking a ball around in a pub?
Yeah, just with a few mates.
In a pub?
Normal. The thing is, this is where me and you differ.
Inside?
We do with our friends. No, outside, of course. Why would you be inside?
You said in a pub.
Like
I don't know. What am I supposed to think, am I?
Oi, I split my shorts, and it was quite embarrassing at the time because there was a small hole which developed into a massive hole.
Right.
And but anyway, look, these things happen.
Yeah.
First time I've done that, though, and that was my token good pair of summer shorts. You know, like, I haven't really got that many pairs of shorts. You don't really need them.
You know what it means, though, don't you, mate?
What's that?
Time to let the belt out a bit.
Joking me.
A little bit too tight.
No, it's not.
It's a little bit too tight. That's what happens. It's like Ollie Murs always wears trousers two sizes too small. Which is why he's always splitting his shorts, his trousers on stage all the time.
But that's the difference, isn't it?
Just relax. Just let the belt out a bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Lawrence from Nottingham. Recently split his trousers at Alton Towers. Went there for the day, got there at 11 a.m, but just carried on until closing, really. Eventually, you kind of just get used to the rip there, don't you?
There's not much you can do in that situation either, is there?
I mean, you didn't go home and change from the pub, did you? You just kind of started out.
No, you just cover yourself where you can and carry on.
Well, good afternoon to Amy from Norwich, who is loving the music while bathing her pony in the sunshine. It's not even one. Joe in Worcester, where it's... Oh, she's just giving her pony a wash. Jeez. Joe in Worcester, where it's 23 degrees. Right, this next song works... This next song works better if it's hot where you are today. It's Radio 1's track of the day, supported by Zane Lowe and Annie Mack and Phil and Alice. It's a drum and bass group called Fred V and Graphics. And the track is Forest Fires. Let us know what you think on 81199. Tweet at BBCR1. Every show is playing this today. It's Radio 1's track of the day.
Now we spin out of control. It's you I can not do. And I refuse to let this go. And I refuse to let this go.
Alex has been on saying I absolutely love Fred V and Graphics, and I'm really glad they're finally getting the widespread popularity they deserve. Lots of plays on Radio 1 today because that is our track of the day. It's out to download now. They will have a debut album, Recognise, and that is Fred V and Graphics featuring Etherwood and Forest Fires. Let us know what you think. Maybe it's your first time of hearing that today. Tweet at BBCR1 or text 81199. Don't know if you heard the show on Friday, but I spoke to Callum from 5 Seconds of Summer. They were at the Billboard Awards at the weekend, but tomorrow they're flying here. Well, not here, but like this country. And I'm going to make a better World Cup song with them than Jennifer Lopez and Pitbull, which is the official one for this year.
So management hasn't stepped in on this?
No, it's happening. And they've been writing some lyrics and a tune, and we're going to go and do it tomorrow. They've been real busy for us. Nearly World Cup time.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'll be doing that thing that I do every year, because I do get a bit swept up in it. Every 4 years, I knew that. And do you remember last time, 2010, Waka Waka? I did get quite into it, didn't I?
You did, yeah.
You know, I came to the pub with you on a couple of occasions to watch it, and I think my enthusiasm was real. Because even though I'm not a massive football fan, when the whole of the world is getting involved, it's really hard not to, get swept up in the atmosphere.
That's the thing. You like the party sort of side to it, don't you?
That's exactly right. Oh, good times. Can't believe it's 4 years ago, man. It is every 4 years, isn't it?
It is every 4 years, yes.
Why are you doing
that? This is what I mean, like...
Why are you doing that face when I went...
So here's the thing, you say, right, next, we need to talk about the football and the football... So I'm like, yeah, great, cool. Let's do that then, but let's have a proper chat. And then you come out with something like that, which then makes me think that you don't know anything about football, so why are you bothering?
Why are you having a go? All I said was, I can't believe it's 4 years ago, man.
Yeah, then it is every 4 years ago.
Okay. But what I'm saying is the time went fast.
All right, well, I'm happy to go along with this idea that you are enthusiastic about the forthcoming World Cup.
So much so that I spoke to Callum from Aussie boy band 5 Seconds of Summer on Friday, and we've agreed to make a football song together. This is great. So are the band keen? Have you spoken to the rest of Five Sauce?
Yes, we have, and we're 100% in. We're good. Okay.
Do you actually like football?
Yes, I love football.
Who do you support?
I'm a Liverpool supporter.
Oh, I thought you'd be Socceroos.
No, I have to go for, you know, Australia in the World Cup, I guess.
All right, but you actually like Liverpool?
Yeah, I love
this
Liverpool.
Is kind of perfect then, really. Yeah, it can't be about Australia. It has to be like an anthem that appeals to every football fan global.
All right, we can do that. We'll try come up with some cool lyrics.
So we're going to come up with a football anthem together. This needs to be big. It needs to fill the stadium.
So is this why you've basically applied for an extension, haven't you? This was meant to be something that you came back with last Friday, but now you've actually got some professionals involved.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to say that you might need a bit longer.
I even surprised Callum, if you remember, on Friday with some football bants just off the cuff. What do you make of the speculation that Suarez may be transferred to a Spanish club?
Oh, that's rubbish. That's rubbish. He's staying with Liverpool.
He's staying with Liverpool?
Yeah, Champions League football.
Just wanted to have a bit of football banter there with you, Callum. Don't understand why that annoys you so much.
No, it's all good, as long as it's sincere. I think that's the thing.
Now, I don't know if you've heard it, but you will be hearing it a lot in the run-up to the World Cup, which starts on the 12th of June. You'll be hearing the official World Cup song from Pitbull and J-Lo, which is called We Are One, Olé, Olá. You're hearing it a lot. Now, when I first heard it, I thought, well, I could do better than that. And tomorrow, I'm getting a chance to prove it, because over the weekend, me and the boys from 5 Seconds of Summer got our diaries together, and tomorrow, we're going in the studio to lay down some tracks, man. It's happening tomorrow. I've got some studio time with 5 Seconds of Summer.
Really? So their management have agreed to this?
Yes, and we're going to make it better. We will prove to you, hopefully, that we can make a better one than J-Lo and Pitbull.
Now, what are you bringing to the table with this?
I'm, like, overseeing it.
It was your idea.
Yeah.
I mean, who are you in this situation? Are you Simon Cowell?
A little bit, yeah. Okay. But I will also feature on the track.
Right.
Because it would be rude not to. Now, I don't know what you think about this J-Lo and Pitbull song. Some people were saying, well, yeah, maybe it's not very good on first listen, but it's a grower. So earlier, to prove that it's not, I locked Chris into a studio here at Radio 1 and made him listen to it on loop for an hour.
Mm. And this actually happened?
Yeah, so you were stuck in a room listening to the track just non-stop for an hour. And is it a grower?
Well, I can assure you it's not an easy first listen, nor an easy second, third. It's awful.
And after 60 minutes?
Awful. Gets worse.
Judge for yourself. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. One love, one life, one world, one fight, whole world, one night, one place, Brazil. Everybody put your flags in the sky and do what you feel. It's your world, my world, our world today. And we invite the whole world to play. It's your world, my world, our world today. And we invite the whole world to play. If you go to Radio 1's Twitter now, at BBCR1, I did actually make Chris sit in a room and listen to that track for an hour earlier. To prove it, there's a video. 1 hour and 12 seconds. We've speeded it up for you, and we've also taken off the sound to spare you, so you don't have to hear it again. The official World Cup song by Pitbull and Jennifer Lopez. What's that bit halfway through?
That bit got me. Honestly, after about half an hour of it, I really noticed this bit more and more. It's like it suddenly cuts into like one night. One night, it's awful.
What's going on?
I just put another song on it.
Also, that's not even Jennifer Lopez.
Who is it?
That's another woman called Claudia from Brazil. So, yeah.
Oh, I feel a bit sick.
Video's up there right now at BBCR1. It is sped up. You don't have to watch the whole hour. I wouldn't expect you to do that. I wouldn't put you through it. So tomorrow, I'm in the studio with 5 Seconds of Summer. Can we make a song that beats that one as our World Cup song this year? I'm pretty hopeful. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. The reaction is not good to that official World Cup song, is it? Which makes me feel a whole lot better.
Yeah, I mean, but that's all right, isn't it? I mean, if it was really good, then you'd have a right job on your hands, wouldn't you?
Well, if it was really good, I wouldn't be in this position now. I wouldn't be trying to make a better one with my friends 5 Seconds of Summer.
I think, right, you see, here's the thing. They're brilliant. They're the real professionals in this relate. I worry that you going to a studio with them is an issue.
In what way, please?
Well, I just worry about what your input's going to be on this track.
Okay, I'll let you into something. Obviously, the boys will do their thing, which is playing guitars and singing well. And, like, millions of people will love that anyway. Doesn't matter whether it's about football or not. But then I thought, well, this is not 100% happening, but there is talk of me doing a rap.
No, there's not.
Who's doing this talk? That's out there now. So,
whose idea is that?
You don't know about that. So, let's get your first reaction to that.
Oh, that has the potential to be awful.
So, they do their like jingle jangle guitars, woo, 5 Seconds of Summer style, and then I come in with the rap.
Yeah.
I'm like John Barnes.
Oh my God, you just said that. Amazing.
His is not the best, but it goes down in history, doesn't it, with football fans?
It's one of the best raps ever.
It's not, though.
It is.
It's awful.
It is.
Like,
I could do a better rap than that.
Oh, don't say that.
It's John Barnes rapping on a song. Have you lost your mind?
It's so good, Scott.
It's not, though. It's good. You're blinkered because you're a football fan.
No, I guarantee you, people will text in now and agree.
John Barnes is rap. Barnes we're talking about World in Motion,
yes.
Right?
Yes, we are.
Right, okay, have we got it? Right, okay, look, give me a sec.
We'll just carry on arguing, will we?
No, I'm not arguing with you. I just think, like, when you hear it back, it won't be as good as you thought it was.
It's brilliant. It's untouchable. Look, everyone's agreeing with me.
Well, this is going off, isn't it? Do not say this about rapping, R.E. John Barnes. You're putting yourself under a lot of pressure, Mills.
John Barnes mentored Tiny Temper.
Apparently, John Barnes was the inspiration between the Marshall Mathers LP.
Someone else put John Barnes' rap makes Eminem look like Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Listen, I just think you, and a few people are saying this, you're going to put yourself under a lot of pressure if you claim to be better than John Barnes in that rap.
Yeah, and making a football song, because I don't know anything about football. I mean, I'll grant it, the odds aren't in my favour, are they?
No.
Barnes's rap is iconic, says Paul. You're playing a very dangerous game here, says Nathan. World in Motion and the Barnes rap is the best ever. Matt says John Barnes is the greatest UK rap artist of all time, and that's a fact.
Agreed. But you know what, Scott? John Barnes isn't... I mean, First Choice Job wasn't a rapper. It's a bit like you. I mean, you could potentially do something great, but I wouldn't put yourself in competition with John Barnes on this one.
Can we just hear it again, please, the John Barnes thing?
Yes, do we have it?
Here we go. Matt says, Mills knows nothing about rapping. The John Barnes World in Motion rap is the best. Well, let's hear it. You got to hold and give, but do it at the right time. You can be slow or fast, but you must get to the line. They'll always hit you and hurt you. Defend and attack. There's only one way to beat them, and that's get round the back. Catch me if you... Sorry. Because I'm the king. Right, I know, I've decided, you're looking through your football-tinted spectacles there, it's not any good. But it's a moment,
so
I get
should
that.
You. Do you know what I want your rap to be in an ideal world? I don't want you to rap like anyone else. What I want you to do is almost do it in homage to John.
To
Barnes.
John.
See what I mean? So in the same kind of style, so it's very obvious that you're not as good.
But it's not my first job choice.
But it's a nod to John Barnes.
Okay.
That's the way to play it.
I can do that. I think that's respectful, isn't it?
Exactly that. Respect. Learn some respect, Mills.
All right. I'll do my rap in the style of Barnes. It'll be Barnesy I'm thinking about all the time. BBC Radio 1. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Sport Flash, Louis van Gaal, in at Man United, gigs the assistant manager.
Why are you telling me this? Who do you follow on Twitter now?
Just come in there. Oh, did you not know that until now? New Man United manager, just found out.
Is that confirmed?
Actually confirmed.
Why am I asking you? Weird. Don't like it.
I know how much you like it when I give you the breaking sport news, so there's a bit of info for you. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, it's nearly 20 past two on what is for some a lush Monday afternoon. A lot of people suffering a little bit in the heat. You know, it's the thing to do. As soon as it goes like above 20 degrees, everyone's like, oh, it's too hot. If you are having a little bit of a sweat on today, something for you, which I think we can all relate to, just after 2:30 out on the streets.
My mate Sir Dosset is the worst when the heat comes on. Like, as soon as it gets slightly warm, it's like whenever we go on holiday as well, he just stresses, he hates it. He'll start saying, roll on winter.
But why are you in Cabos then for 2 weeks?
Yeah, good point. He just, he hates
too hot
it.
Here.
He's just one of those who's not built for the summer. He hates the idea of having shorts. He just hates it all. I don't know why.
I don't understand that.
It's a weird attitude to have, but he just gets really stressed.
Right, some people are really annoyed. Jack says, why is Scott Mills the first to tell me football news about Man United? Chris, you need to step in and stop this.
It's not.
I really enjoy it that I can provide you with a sport flash.
I worry people are now helping you annoy me, if that makes any sense. So I don't know if you've got some friends at BBC Sport or something like that. So breaking news is now going to Mills before it gets to the rest of us. And actually, that's quite disgusting.
I like it that I can bring it to you first, because I know that it annoys people.
That sounds like a tagline.
Bring it to you first.
This show won't bring you the sports news first.
Well, it has. Mike Davis says, how has Scott Mills revealed the new Man United manager before my Sky Sports app?
Well, that's disgraceful.
It's their fault, isn't it?
It's not nice hearing this. You know, these are this is big news for a lot of people, sports news, and they don't want to hear it from the mouth of Scott Mills. No, I'm being honest.
I know. It is quite annoying. I'd be annoyed, which is why I think I'm enjoying it a little bit. A lot of people are very excited about my rap on the football song with 5 Seconds of Summer. Do you remember that thing, those kind of motivational company videos we were playing a while back? Like, service is selling, and selling is service. Do you remember that? I think that's possibly what my rap's going to be like.
Selling is service.
And service is selling.
Service is selling.
And selling is service.
It's like online shop in Canada, that.
Not so much rapping, though, is it? It's...
Oh, do you remember the conference about social media in America?
Yep.
And they invented the song called Let's Get Social? The rap from that could sound quite similar, I reckon.
Hey now, y'all! Can we just get real? Do we really care about our fans, or is this just another deal? Said another way, that we lost our way? Social's about the people, remember? We are people.
Right, mine will be better than this, because he's making it up.
Do we need another post to show up everywhere?
It's not very Bonds.
We scatter that we never forget.
I'm playing this just so I can play the chorus of Let's Get Social again. Are you ready? You ready to get social?
Please.
Let's get social.
Social.
With social media. Let's get social.
Social.
Quite be assured that the song will not sound like this.
Imagine being in a conference and someone busts this song out. Let's talk about social media, guys. Let's go.
Let's get social.
Social.
Or what about a football stadium? Just everyone.
Let's get social.
Social. Hey, got some good news. Tomorrow, playing Anita Bingo, 1:45. Laura Whitmore.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, Laura Fitmore tomorrow. Stuck to her word. No, I called her last week, didn't I? Mm. She's on tomorrow, 1:45.
Wait, one?
Absolute soaking for Whitmore, I think. If you want to watch Hugh and Kylie, it's getting a lot of views. Hugh Jackman and Chris played Innuendo Bingo. I was away, so Kylie Minogue was the guest host. That is on the Radio 1 YouTube channel now. And Laura Whitmore tomorrow, 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hot, innit? Apart from in some places in Devon and Cornwall and Wales. This is the trouble with the weather, right, in the UK. Mm. You can't call it.
No, I mean, I'm pretty boiling right now. But the thing is, I don't want to be one of those people who moans about it.
No, I mean, I'm loving it. And I'm sorry if it is raining where you are right now. But where we are, it's quite hot. And yes. I've had a bit of an idea. We do this, I don't know if we did it last year. We did it the year before.
We certainly haven't done it for a while.
Where?
I seem to remember there was a problem last time we did it where... I think it was me, nearly got slapped.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite a risky thing to do. I'm talking about wet back.
Yeah, wet back.
You know when you get a little bit sweaty this time of year, and a lot of people will be thinking, well, I get quite conscious about it. It's like, oh, like, can you see my stains under the arms? Can people tell that I've got a wet back? Because it does get a bit moist in this weather.
Is that why you wear dark clothing when the...
Mostly, yes. So in a minute, I'm going to send you out now, actually. Go onto the streets and just tell people, even if they haven't, they've got a wet back.
Okay.
Slightly tap them on, tap them on the back.
I love this game.
Wet back! And then just run off, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. We haven't got any security for you.
Oh, no worries.
But you'll be fine. I think people will take to it kindly.
This is our time.
Just go and tell them. We'll speak to Chris out on the streets in a minute. Off you go, then. So I've sent Chris out onto the streets just outside Radio 1 to play our annual game of wet back. Everyone gets a bit sweaty in this weather, but if you go out to somebody, just gently slap their back and go, wet back, makes them really paranoid. They probably even got a sweaty back. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott.
Where are you?
So I'm just outside in sort of quite a touristy area. Probably the most touristy area I could be. It's boiling hot out here today.
It's a scorcher, isn't it?
It's a scorcher and everyone's looking stressed and I feel sorry for all the business people in their suits.
Wearing a suit in this weather is not the one, is it?
No. But there are a lot of wet backs, I can even see it.
Yeah. You know that slight feeling you get when you know that your back is wet? Well, let's tell people about it. So the idea is you run up to somebody, just gently touch them and go, wet back, on the back, and then run off. It makes people instantly paranoid. Are you ready?
Yeah. Right then, Scott, shall I just crack on?
Crack on with it, yeah.
Yep.
Let them know that their back is wet because it's so hot.
Wet back! We've got a wet back! Wet back?
Wet back.
Sweaty day. Wet back.
Wet back.
Wet back.
Wet back.
We've got a wet back here!
Did he agree with you? Did he have a wet back?
Yeah, he sort of looked around thinking we were talking about someone else and was like, ah, yes, wet back.
Bet loads of people have got their legs out.
Oh, wet back.
Oh,
wet back here. Got wet back, mate. That is water. Should we go for one of these girls?
Do they look like they've got a wet back?
Yeah, let's see what's going on behind that. Oh, wet back. Got a wet back. All good.
He's just going to be thinking about that for the rest of the day now. Just looking, trying to look at her back. Yeah. Is it wet? Is it wet?
Yeah, I'm watching her walk away now. She's sort of like reaching round on her back. Truth be told, she didn't really have much of a wet back.
No, but she thinks she has now.
Might try someone older here. Oh, wet back. Got a wet back there.
A what?
Wet back.
A wet patch?
Sweaty back.
Oh, ever really?
Wet back. It's all good. It's a sunny day. Has to be expected. Have a good one, mate.
Oh, God!
Shall I let everyone else know he's got a wet back?
If you want.
So walking away slowly.
Oh, God.
Wet back over there.
No.
Walking towards you. Blue shirt, wet back. Oh, he's not keen. Oh. Right, we might move around the corner now.
I would. It is very hot here today, and in a lot of the UK, so wet backs are on. People with sweaty backs everywhere. And they need to be told. Okay, Chris, they were good, but can we just do one more?
One more?
Yeah, okay, but I really want you to go for it this time, okay?
Definitely. What do you mean? Just let everyone know?
Yeah, just let them and the whole of the street know that they've got a wet back, all right? Okay, just psych yourself up for it. Think about what you're going to do. Take a deep breath.
Finding the right one.
Could I really want you to go for this.
Okay, cool. Right. Oh, wet back. Wet back there.
What?
Sunny day, wet back.
No.
Wet back. No, you got a wet back, mate. Wet back, all good.
Right.
Enjoy your day. Man in the backpack's got a wet back! See him? Blue shorts, wet back.
Really stressful.
Wet back. Sweaty back, walking away. He's got a wet back!
Oh, God.
Right, we better move.
Okay, run, come back.
Oh.
Your back's probably quite sweaty now, is it?
Yeah, isn't it?
Stress. All right, come back.
All right, then.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Chris, I think it might be that time of year.
What do you mean?
Time to change that Facebook profile picture. Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Get the summer one on. Alex has been on. He's replacing his one of him skiing with one of him in shorts by a pool. Yeah, everyone's doing that today. Hello, Alex is revising at the moment. Also, Stuart in Glasgow says, I am so excited now about Big Weekend. Got tickets for all 3 days, plus it's my birthday on Sunday. Just got my final 2 uni exams to get through first. That's pretty cool, though. Tickets for all of the days of Big Weekend, starting on Friday night with an incredible lineup of DJs. Friday night. I'm getting involved in that as well. Don't worry, everyone, I'm not mixing.
On the Friday night?
Yeah.
Right.
We're doing something a little bit special on stage, which I think everyone will like.
I don't know, I'm trying to imagine what that could be now. No clues?
I'll be involved in somebody's set, somebody's DJ
set. So are you a dancer?
No, I am absolutely not. Look, mate, I mean, I like to think I could make a decent rap and a decent football song, but I can't dance.
Is the person who set your, by the sounds of it, invading, aware of what you're planning to do?
Are they aware? Oh, right, okay.
Not sure. Good.
Yeah,
so,
they have the briefest details, I think, but listen out for that on Friday night as we start up Big Weekend. It's just nice to be part of, like, the opening celebrations, you know?
But I get the impression that you haven't been invited to do so. It's almost like you are taking it upon yourself to be involved. In fact, it almost sounds like you haven't been invited at all. You've been insulted by the fact you haven't been invited, so you are now just saying
you're going to just crash their DJ set.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So that's Friday night. Remember, Big Weekend's going to be on your radio, on your TV, on BBC Three, and so much online this coming weekend. You will not be able to get away from it. Any screen, you can watch loads and loads of live performances, get all the backstage stuff from Big Weekend. It's going to be amazing! Tomorrow, on this show, 1:45, Someone to watch, lads. Laura Whitmore is playing Innuendo Bingo, my former Eurovision co-host. She's going to be playing Innuendo Bingo tomorrow. Now, she really likes this game. She listens to it a lot, and she is willing to get fully involved.
Is she, though, or is she going to be a diva about it?
No, no, no. She's not going to be one of those, oh, you've got some of my hair. She's going to be, like, fully into it.
Yeah. Okay, well maybe Warner, because I'm not holding back. No okay. Ponchos allowed.
I like the current trend that we've got on Innuendo Bingo with girls, where the force is so strong that their eyelashes fall off. So that's happened twice now. Once with Charlotte Crosby, off of, oh no, Geordie Shore, and once with
Sam
Fares last week. So I think that's what we're aiming for. False eyelash on the face tomorrow with Laura Whitmore. Laura Whitmore. 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There seems to be a few people, mostly boys, asking if it's going to be hot tomorrow. Can Laura Whitmore do bikini innuendo bingo? I mean, I can ask. That's something you would want.
Yeah, but okay, yeah. I'm not really that keen for me wearing
to be in a bikini. No,
bikini, no.
I mean, Whitmore is up for a laugh. I don't know if you saw her on Celebrity Juice recently, so I don't think it's a problem.
Okay,
I can ask. And what were you going to be wearing? Then?
I don't know. I don't know what the equivalent is in that sense.
Which is shorts, I guess. Is it?
Is it?
Yeah. Abby in Canterbury got a first in an essay today. Well done, Abby. And also, we have got someone saying, are you going to be doing Radio 1's version of Kathy Guetta on Friday night on the opening of Radio 1's Big Weekend? If you're not aware of Kathy Guetta, look her up, David Guetta's wife. She goes crazy when he's in the DJ box to all his tunes. Go on, Kathy. I can't say what I'm doing on Friday night. It's going to be good, though. Afternoon, Greg James.
Hello.
Hulk Hogan today.
I know.
How cool is that, man?
Hulk Hogan.
Old school.
Actually happening on your show today.
I am so excited.
Is it live?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Is he going to throw you around?
Hope so. I want him to leg drop me and everything.
Did you hear what happened when Hulk Hogan went into Twin B's show last year on One Extra?
No, what happened?
This happened.
Let me tell you something, brother. If that's all you got, you better climb back in that hole where you came from, take your sister's sweater off, get your thumb out of your mouth, and quit switching it back and forth between that and your rear caboose. So what you going to do when Hulk Hogan destroys you, brother?
That's the last time Hulk Hogan came in live.
I would love that.
Well, he's been quite amiable on Twitter so far today. He's been quite excited.
He did a great tweet about you earlier, Greg. I saw it.
I know. I was trying to. What is it? What did he say? He said, "Hanging with Greg James today, maybe spelled incorrectly, he will become my new tag partner, brother."
He didn't send that to the Loose Women as well, did he?
He also said, "I'm about to get pinned for a three count going on Loose Women right now, brother."
He says, "Greg James, maybe he will quit his job and be my new wrestling partner, brother." Yeah. Weird.
Too cool, man.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan!
The reason he was upset with Twin B is because when Hulk Hogan came in, he didn't have a yellow moustache, and Twin was a bit annoyed.
Oh.
And that's why he went off like that.
I've got some surprises for Hulk.
Oh, God.
Later.
What time is he on?
5:00.
Awesome. Hulk Hogan on James's show.
You can watch it on the website as well from 5.
And now it's time for Real or No Real. Are these real or not?
Lord's rider for Radio 1's Big Weekend includes a request for local literature as recommended by a nearby library.
Hmm. She seems a bit bookish.
This does seem very, very accurate, I think.
I reckon, know it's her thing, but she will be sitting in the corner reading a book, won't she?
I reckon she loves to put her nose in a book.
She will. Do you know what I mean? There's a few people who seem like they're going to have a proper party, and I'm sure she'll be very lively on stage. I'm not having that, but you can just imagine she's the kind of person who has quiet time before she performs.
Do you think she's the sort that bathes her pony?
Kind of, yeah. I think it's she'll definitely read a book.
I think
just before.
Let's just say this: people who read can also party.
Oh, I'm not. Yes, yeah. What I'm talking about here, though, is you imagine some people get really lively and really. That's what I mean. But instead, I can just imagine her in the corner reading a book. Someone comes in, 2 minutes, Miss Lord.
Miss Lord. Yeah, I can imagine that as well. We were saying about the night out before, weren't we, with, who was it, Lord Swifty?
Lana Del Rey.
And Lana Del Rey. What a laugh that would be. Anyway, not so... And fair play to
check to the library.
Let's just say that reading books is a good thing.
Yeah.
But does Lord's Big Weekend rider include local literature novels?
Oh, local literature. Definitely. I mean, this is 100%.
What's about
it's quite
Scotland?
Refreshing that it's not like a really annoying rider for someone to go out and get. Because there's some runner who will have to go and get all the M&Ms and that kind of stuff annoying. For people. Pink Pony.
I'd love to know some other riders. I'd love to investigate this further.
I can find out for you because I'm going to be, well, we're both going to be in a lot of dressing rooms this weekend, aren't we, Greg? Sounded wrong.
Right.
I'm certainly going to be making it my priority to be in as many pop stars' dressing rooms as I can.
Not necessarily in a work capacity.
No. Real or no real?
Real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
But what about this one? Another person that would be invited to the party.
When Lana Del Rey first became a singer, she went by the name Sparkle Jump Rope Queen.
A what?
Sparkle Jump Rope Queen. That's former name for Lana Del Doom.
Oh, that's like the first email address you go for or something, if you're a girl.
What was yours?
Oh, I can't remember what it was. I think it was quite a boring one. But have you got one, Chris? It's like from your early days?
No.
He's still got one.
We've all had them where their email addresses.
Your personal email is still that first one, isn't it? Isn't it?
And I know whenever you're on, Greg, we end up talking about MSN Messenger for some bizarre reason. But when you used to be on that as well, it's like all girls would have a certain name and then a certain number on the end. I don't know why, it was just a thing. Mm. It was always like that.
Yes, my email address is still a number.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sparkle Jump Rope Queen.
Yeah,
Lana
probably.
Del Rey.
It's no more silly than Lana Del Rey. I mean, who came up with that one?
I think that might be her actual name.
Oh, is it?
No, it's not a real name.
It's
not Lana Del Rey.
It's
a real name.
Miss Del Rey.
Well, you've just really offended her now, haven't you? Ooh, what a stupid name that is.
Lana Del Rey.
Actually, her real name.
I don't think it is. Okay.
That's awkward.
I think that maybe she launched her career first time and she was really happy and like big pop star and it's like Poppy and, you know, like Candy and Pink stuff.
Oh, no, her real name's Elizabeth. It's all fine. Everyone relax.
Elizabeth Grant.
Real or no real?
I think that is real.
No real.
That one's real.
Yes.
Sparkle Jump Rope Queen was her name when she was a singer in the bars of New York. Lana Del Rey's not her real name. She's called Elizabeth Woolridge Grant.
I'll make you a star. Now give me a bagel.
What about this? Real or no real?
The man who performed the voice of Bugs Bunny has written on his gravestone the words, "That's all, folks."
Legend.
You would, wouldn't you? Of
course you would.
If real, a great fact, but also legend.
Wow. The way that Chris Smith reads that, he says that he wrote it. I think that's pretty morbid to write your own thing by hand.
We had a really morbid discussion on the plane back from Glasgow recently. Do you remember where we discussed, like, it was, I don't know why we got so deep. We were like, look, if ever the worst happens, I promise you, I will DJ your funeral.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were talking about that.
At a discounted rate.
You brought that up, yeah, mates rates.
Mates rates. It's mates rates, isn't it? Come on.
Discuss songs.
We've got our own living.
Discuss songs and stuff like that.
We did. We got, but you know, it's
what
nice.
What songs
to...
did you go for? I've already thought of mine.
What's yours?
Going Missing by Maximo Park.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's what you would have wanted.
Goodbye.
See you, bye.
What was your one again?
I can't remember.
It was a good one.
Was it Camp?
And I promise.
Was it Camp? Was it High Tax, Say, Say, Say?
What's wrong with that? All alone. Yeah. Was on the phone waiting for you. Was it the Candlelight Mix of DJ Sammy?
It was something like...
It definitely would have been... Was it Boys of Summer?
Bugs Bunny's gravestone. That's all, folks. Written on it. Real or no real?
Real.
That one is real.
Great stuff.
That's so good.
Great to be.
His name was Melvin Blanc. He died in 1989, or Melvin Blanc, if you want. And it is on his gravestone. That's all, folks. What a ledge.
What, Mel Blanc? Ledge. Yeah.
Next!
The official slogan of the Algerian World Cup football team translates as, "We're just pleased to be here."
Oh, that can't be real.
It's a bit defeatist.
A little bit rude.
Isn't it? It's a bit...
No.
Positive mental attitude.
Why haven't we got a sort of catchphrase for the show? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know when we discussed having a sort of flag, we were going to get people to design the Scott Mills logo. I can't remember why we were doing that anyway. But it was good to have a Latin motto underneath it. But why have we not got a... Have you got one with your show, Greg?
Well, on the TV...
I haven't got a flag.
To serve or...
On the TV it says...
to think is to do.
On the TV it says Scott entertains the nations, but it said that since, like, the 70s. So...
It's
maybe it's time for a new one.
Taglines are really weird though, aren't they? Weird thing.
It'd be good to freshen that up maybe, wouldn't it?
I've got a good one. When our boss Ben was on describing innuendo bingo on Radio 4.
Have you heard this?
Oh, this
Greg?
Is good, yeah.
And he had to say, well, it's like describing what innuendo bingo is for a Radio 4 listener that probably doesn't listen to Radio 1.
So, and, I mean, yeah, so they're obviously, you know, it's a hard game to have to describe. You know, the same way it would be very hard for me to try and explain it to my grandparents.
Yeah. So here he is explaining
not
the
that
rules.
I'm saying Ben is...
like no. Your grandparents. Here we go.
You play a clip of some radio which has a double entendre in it. It's not very sophisticated, but it's funny. And what they do is they try and listen to these without laughing, with water in their mouths. And obviously when they do laugh, the water comes out and fun and games ensues.
It's not sophisticated, but it's funny. That is our new...
Should we go with that?
Our new phrase from Ben Cooper.
I think that's doing innuendo bingo a disservice.
I think he described really it did. Brilliantly, personally.
But does the Algerian football slogan for the World Cup translate to, we're just pleased to be here?
It can't be.
No, I'm going to say no real on that one, please.
No,
Scott.
No real.
That one is no real.
And at the end of that round of real or no real?
I lost. I got 20, Greg got 30. Greg wins.
Greg wins.
This is a purple patch for me.
What does that mean? What does that refer to? What's a purple patch?
Winning.
What's a purple patch?
Well, Watford have never had one, so that's why I don't know what it means.
Ooh. Someone's a bit cocky after the weekend.
What a win.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He was one of those that was round your way disturbing your shopping trip the other day, Scott.
Could I get into Lidl?
In the North London area.
A quarter of a million people. Get out of my way. I went to my weekly shop.
Get out.
He wasn't happy because they were parading the trophy.
Is that because you wanted to get to Islington Town Hall?
Seriously, I was like, what's the fuss here?
I need to go and talk to them about the bins. The collection hasn't. It's been 2 weeks. What's all these people in red jerseys doing? What's that big bus? Why is it so loud?
I don't get it. Greg's on with live Hulk Hogan. Good luck, everyone.
What?
From 5 o'clock. Come and join us live on Radio 1 tomorrow if you can, between 1 and 4. If not, get this handy Scott Mills daily podcast for free with all the best bits on it. Tomorrow, 1:45, getting wet on Innuendo Bingo, Laura Whitmore.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.